Well, I think what we saw is it appears that way. However, without all the data and being able to go through the entire year or even the summer, it's going to be really hard to say for sure that there's more.
It's understandable that the numbers would increase during the summer months, but this is really a preventable tragedy.
It is. And one of the ways there are several ways to prevent it, some of which are, making sure you're keeping an eye on your kids when they're at the pool. We like to tell people to keep them within an arm's length so that you can reach them. And also we tell people, no matter what your age, you should never swim alone. It doesn't matter if you're an adult or if you're a child.
And children are at higher risk than adults. And it's important to remember that a drowning can occur in a very short time and in a very small amount of water.
That's true, and it's quiet. It's not flailing of arms or anything like that. Many times it's a quiet occurrence that happens, and you may not even be aware that there's a danger going on.
That arm's length rule is really important. It seems like every time we do hear about a tragedy like this, somebody says, I only stepped away for a moment, but that's
right.
All it takes.
That's all it takes. Mm-hmm.
The Department of Health has some important water safety tips. What do you want people to think about when they're planning on spending a day near the water at the lake?
I think, if they're planning on spending a day at the water, they want to make sure that, number one, they're with somebody, that they have a buddy that they're swimming with, that there's someone that can be a spotter that is on shore or on the deck, keeping an eye out for those swimmers, and that they exercise in a safe manner. Wear the life jackets, keep people close together, and know where everybody is.
Wearing life jackets is important for children and adults. How do you convince a strong swimmer about the necessity of a life jacket?
Well, I think that can be difficult because sometimes we think we're invincible, and especially if we have a skill in a certain area. But wearing a life jacket and swimming accidents can occur. You can get a cramp, you can do whatever. Even the strongest of swimmers have that, where a life jacket could help prevent them from going under the surface of the water.
There are a few things that may not immediately come to mind when thinking about water safety. You're encouraging people to learn CPR and install drain covers with safety releases. Everybody knows about the usefulness of CPR. What are quick-release drain covers and how do they work?
Well, in 2008, the federal government enacted a law called the Virginia Graham-Baker Act and required that all public swimming pools have what they call a cover that is able to prevent entrapment and evisceration. And for pools that just have one main drain, they require one of the requirements that they can do is put on a safety vacuum release system that, should the suction through that drain be reduced, it automatically releases the suction so that whatever is stuck on that drain can be released.
And people can install those in their own home pools as well.
They really should do that. Absolutely. They should have, they have to have two different ways to prevent those instances from occurring in public swimming pools, and they absolutely should do that in their home pools.
You can find out how to get the Ohio Department of Health's water safety tips on our website at wnku.org under regional news. Mary Clifton, thank you.
Thank you.